And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Why would the USGA pair Tiger, Phil, and Bubba together in the first two rounds of the U.S. Open? Because they can. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. If only the NCAA had the same sense of humor. First-round pairings in the basketball dance would pit teams with best friends, mortal enemies, brothers, coaching buddies, or for the fun of it, alphabetically, like Arizona versus Alpharetta, Baylor versus Boise, Carolina versus Cortland State. Well, you get it. The USGA must be short of marshals for the other 17 holes at the Olympic Club outside of San Francisco because the rest of the field will be playing without much of a following. The massive crowd expected over the weekend will either join the scrum that follows the famous threesome around or get there hours early and park at one hole to wait till they come through. But remember, quiet please. Even though Tiger Woods won at Bay Hill before bombing out in the Masters, he's been installed as a 3-1 favorite to win his fourth U.S. Open and 15th major because he is again coming off a win at the Memorial, where he holed a flop shot that his playing partner Phil Mickelson has made famous. Phil has dropped to 8-1 since he pulled out of the Memorial after shooting a 79 in the first round, claiming he was whipped from around the world trip to celebrate his wife Amy's birthday. Bubba Watson, on the other hand, isn't even on the oddsmakers board, despite having won the Masters in dramatic playoff fashion. He's been too busy riding his motorcycle, playing in his garage band, and rolling around the floor with his newly adopted son. Still, Watson is perhaps the most dangerous player in the field because the lefty is fearless and will try any shot from any spot at any dot of time. So the 7:33 tee-off time from number 9 on Thursday will be heavily attended and watched by millions more on ESPN. And regardless of the scores they post on day one, the same trio will play together on Friday afternoon off the first tee at Olympic. This is how the USGA says, "We're not the PGA. We do things our way. For fun." For example, they also have the three C's playing together. Carl Peterson, the former NC State golfer, Charles Schwartzel, and Charles Howell. Check out the curious pairings that go on from there, like the three Koreans and the trio of Brits. Let's just call it the U.S. Wide Open. Indeed, it should be fun. This is Art Chansky. See ya.